Well, you know, frankly, when you go kind of winging it, when you're off the cuff, things can humiliate you. You're talking a live mic. I think that's the beauty about radio. That's why it's still here. Everybody said TV would kill radio, but no. TV's a lot more complicated. And that's both good and bad. You have the immediacy. The immediacy of the radio. I'm going in for my checkup today. Nothing wrong, and I intend to keep it that way. Well, you know, I heard the president was getting a checkup. Of course, they check him every which way from Sunday. The president checks in at Bethesda Naval Hospital, and man, they flip him, they ream him, they steam him, they pump him full of barium, they squirt him, they do everything. I get a lot more casual. Kind of a running gag, me and the doc. I guess I don't want to tempt the devil, but every year I get a physical, and every year I feel like I'm in good shape, and I bet the doc a season pass to come watch this show, every live show, if he could find anything wrong with me. He said, all right, you know, everybody's got something wrong with him. I said, not me. You were looking at one hell of a specimen of manhood. He said, okay. So he checked my blood pressure, normal. Ran my cholesterol, normal. Listen to my heartbeat, normal. Check my reflexes, normal. Check me for hernia, you know, turn your head and cough, normal. He looked at me for a second, I'm smiling smugly. Finally says, all right, Grease, turn around. Takes his index finger, rams it about 3 inches deep into Bob A's. Feels around, pulls it out, normal. Then he takes that same finger and sticks it under my tongue. Well, needless to say, I start retching right there in his office. He said, aha! You got a weak stomach.
The Grease Man.